Ja, kreeg je. We hopen dat fijn testen met alle vier en tap. Je moet zo wat jullie genaan, je kunt de genaan, je hield wat de mitzwa is, of je is benauw, je plooit boog tussen chorm en ten kevis. How do you know it? De genaan, je ksiv ois, it says the word oisoi, de mashma zocher, it says mashma only je zocher, there's the mitzwa, the loch of ois, of je is benauw, o ksiv benauw, it says the word benauw, de wadash, en misha benauw, korach acharov. The mashma in a keva by the mother, that the kid wraps himself around the mother. If the hooker therefore he holds no beg mischum bevin the keva. He holds the mitzvah of yes benoi, the gear died the mother and the son he can't shech the same day, or else the father and the son he can't shech the same day. Omarafuna banchio mashmuel hilchzak echananya. It's like a pasul like echananya, that this mitzvah applies both to the zocher and to the father and to the mother. For yos the shmuel time, shmuel goes according to his own time. Also, we use the Shmuel time. Yeah, the what it's now. Learn like this. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Yehuda says, "Hanelodim min hasus. Whatever is born from a sus, from a horse, lodim min hasus. Apo pi shavim chamor. As if the mother was a horse, even though the father was a donkey, is mutam zebizet. So who mashmi go after the mother? As long as the mother was a horse." So the kid now is also called a horse, and therefore this horse is about to live with another horse. Avul hanalod min achamor imanalod min asus asurim. But a behemoth that's born from a donkey is also to live with a behemoth that's born from a horse. That's called klai. That's also. Now in this v'yom Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, Yehuda Mashmuel says udiv Rabbi Yehuda. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda holds the shita. That it's mutter. Avacham and Chom say Imrim, call me a pray the Sachasin. Chom say no. I mean, what? So, Yehuda says that that's the words of Yehuda. He says what? And Alodim Minachamor, Alodim Minasusarosa. But Chom say no, call me a pray the Sachasin. Doesn't make enough Kamina. A mule is all mutter. That's whether the father was the horse and the mother was the donkey, or the other way around, doesn't make a dent enough kamina. The mice are the kids a mule, so they're mutter one with another. Yeah, that's what Yehuda Meshmul says. So now, Zudiv Rabbi Yehuda, Meshmul Zudiv Rabbi Yehuda, he says, Ein Choshen Zerav, we don't care about the Zerav. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Avachom Maimrim, no, that Kol Mina Prey Desachasein, that we are Choshele Zerav. And therefore, a mule is mutter with another mule, even though by one the mother was a horse and the other one the mother was a donkey, it doesn't make enough Kamina. The Avachom says, Manchom, who are these Chachomim? That say what? We are Choshele Zerav, Man Chachomim? That's Chananyu. Those are going to Chananyu. The Yom that he holds, Choshele Zerav, you go boss the Zerav. Therefore, by Oisav Yes Benoi, there's the mitzvah also not to shech the father and the kid the same day, because you go after Choshen Zerav, the father has miyachis after the son by a behema. Yeah. By Rashi Savat, the Dibra Yehuda, the Yom Ein Choshen Afika Chasurim, Havachom Maimrim, Kulu Matorim Shavishneim, Yesh Beit Stodim. Rashi says, Amid the Kori Shmuel Achananya, Bloshni Chachomim, Shamina Svila Dichos Chachananya. That's the Raya. Since Shmuel says, Chananya is halacha b'toras chachomim. The chom say kol mine pray this achasein. That's the lashon chachomim, and that's Chananya shita that you are choshen zerav with the father means something. So therefore, you see Shmuel paskins like Chananya. Yeah. The other Gemara says here, makom Chananya the yom choshen zerav. Fahai ba susia v'chamro. Fahai ba chamro susia. They're all the same mint. Therefore, the kid's a mule is mutter with another mule. Even number one, the mother was the sus, and the other one, the mother was the chamor. Chamor doesn't make enough kumina. Yechosh nezerav, it's all called one mint. Now, we must see Zeburla. I have a question like this. He boiled you. Is Lereb Yehuda, the ain chosh nezerav, is a pshat that should be yours. Mifshat shitalei, Lereb Yehuda, the ain chosh nezerav, is a pshat Yehuda also for sure. We do not care about the father. And the main thing is, whatever the mother is, that's what the kid is. It's for sure that way. I do maybe know, Svuki Misafkun, maybe Yehuda himself has a suffix, whether Yehoshin is thereof, or you only go best after the mother.
And therefore, like we had before, by klal you have to go lechumra. Yeah, kemino lemishrei pri ima ein. Is the kid mutter with its mother? Pri yemei means with the min of its mother. So Yamnif, you're going to tell me now, mifshat shitalei, that for sure he holds that you're not choshen zera, we only go bosa, whatever the mother was, that's the name of this kid. Therefore, pri yemei shori. Let's say the mother, the sus, gives birth to chamor. So it doesn't make enough kumina, it'll be mutter with the mother. Because since the mother was a sus, so it has a lacha like a sus. And therefore, it'll be mutter. Yeah, but Ella, but if you tell me, no, even according to view, this is a suffix, it's a doubt for him, whether he look at the father or not. So, pre-yamim, also, it could be the kid with his mother, with the min of his mother, would be also. Since the mother is a horse, and then the kid that came out looks like a chamor, so it could be, you are choshen a zera av, and therefore, maybe it has luck like a chamor here. So therefore, this kid would be also to live with a sus. That's nafkamina. If this kid, where the father was a chamor and the mother was a sus, is this kid mutter with another sus? Or maybe no, it's also another sus, because you are choshen a zera av l'chumra. So that's the shayla. What's trying to Yehuda? So it says, Toshma, come in here. Says Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol hanalodim min asus, anything that's born out of a horse, afal pi shavim chamor, even though the father was a donkey, mashma, as long as the mother was a horse, mutarim zebezer, that what did the kids are mutter zebezer? Zechidam, what's the case talking about? Zechidami. You let me, if you want to tell me the avud the high chamor, the avud the high chamor, so tzrich l'meim, you have to tell me. Like in both cases, it was the mother was the horse, and the father was the donkey, and they lived together, and two of them like that, and the two kids are mutter together, chrub shita. There's no claim here. Whether you are chosh or you're not chosh, they have the same parents. El Allah, this isn't the case talking about the Avu the high sus. One case was a pair of horses, the Avu the high chamor, and the second horse that gave birth, she gave birth through from a chamor. That's the case. And still the Qatani says, Mutarim Zev Zev, the two kids are mutter. So Alma, we see why they mutter, that Mifshep Shitalei, that for sure, Yehuda holds, ain't Choshen Lezerav, we don't care about the father, he's out of the picture. By the Heim, the Yikah Yich is only after the mother. Therefore, in both cases, the mother were horses, so the kids have a shame horse, and therefore these two kids are mutter to live one with another. Even though one's father was a donkey, one's father was a sus. So we see clearly, it's Mifshep Shitalei. Someone says, "I'm a mishav shitalei." So what's the lemon? It's not the pshat over here. Lo eliyolam, I tell you really, the avu the high chamor, the avu the high chamor. No, it could be both pairs with the same case that the mother was a horse and the father was a donkey. Or the karma, that's what he asked. That's what he asked. Tzrich lemeim, what's the chiddush? Chur pshita. Avada the motzeh b'zeh. There's no tzad. Even if you choshen zera, they're both the same min. So what's the tzad to say it's also? So what says yes. Madatem, I would have thought to say, Osi tzad desus mishtamish bitzad chamor. Bitzad chamor mishtamish bitzad sus. Maybe these two kids, like half of each one of them is made out of a sus, if you choshen a zerav, and half is made out of a chamor. So maybe they live together, it's considered like the sus is coming on a chamor, and the chamor is coming on a sus. Maybe I would have thought to say, like they're both minim, and it should be yosa. Kamashmala know that the mice is one animal, and this animal is made out of a sus and a chamor, a mule, and the second one is also a mule. So kamashmon the mutezev is it. Maybe that's the chiddush. Techlam, it could be takim according to Yehuda. Maybe yis choshen a zerav, and the other one in mutter because they both have the same parents, same type. Tashma coming here. It says of Yehuda, Yehuda says preido a mule, preido. Yeah, preido shetovo, a preido wants to live with another animal, is a marvino leh loy sus, he can't let a sus live with a mule, for loy chamor, he can't put a donkey with a mule. Elamina, just you have to take another min, so who another min, we take another mule, you can let one mule live with another mule. Now, v'yam, if you need to tell me, mifshap shit delay, that you tell me what, that according to Yehuda, for sure, you're not choshen zerav, the main thing is only what the mother is. If so, let's just take a look what this kid's mother was. Whatever the mother was, that's what the kid is called, and then the kid will be mutter with another one. If the mother was a sus, the kid should be mutter with another sus. What did Avka have another mule for? This mule should be mutter with a sus. But it could be the loyadina mina the email. Talking about case, we don't know what the mother was. We just have a mule here, and we don't know what the mother, whether the mother was a sus or a chamara. So that's why her let her live with another min. Samara says, yeladina mina the ima my nihi. We don't know what the mother was. The more of a whore elamina katonis, the clearly can only live with the same min. Elamina rashi klaima achivod lachom yezim min who. So what's hokikoma? Mashmi, you know what the min of the mother was. Someone says, no hokikoma. A mavino le loy min sus, loy min chamor. You can't let this kid live with a horse or live with a donkey. The fi shen yoidim bimino. Because we don't know what its min is. We don't know what its mother was. But since we don't know what its mothers were, that this kid can't live with either one. Ein chanami, it's taka also. So it could be taka. He owns ein chayshin azera. We don't know. Now the Gemara says, the live to could be simonim. Why don't we look at the simonim of the animal itself to see clearly what it was? The Amar Abaye Abaye says, ove koil, if it has a thick voice, then bar chamra. You have to know, bar chamra, the mother was a donkey. Bar chamra, the ima is a chamra. Son of koil, Rashi Sol, if it's a clear voice, yeah, then bar susi, that's right, the mother was a sus. So, let's look at the simonim of this kid, how it makes noise. And the Yomra Papa, Ravivin Udnei, if it's big, its ears, Vezutra Gnuvisa, its tail is short, Bachamra, it's also proof to say its mother was a donkey. Zutra Nudnei, if the ears are short, Varaba Gnuvusa, and if its tail is long, Basus, that's a symbol to say the mother was a horse. So, let's look at this kid and we'll know what the mother was. So again, it should be mutter with that type. So Marin says, "Hachamayas kinon be alimto v'gedemis." Alimto gedemis means you don't have it. Rashi says gedemis means miznavu miznayim. It's cut off. It doesn't have ears. It doesn't have the tail. The tail and the ears are cut off. And also the limtus, it can't talk. So if it's an animal that doesn't have any simonim, you can't tell. So Marin still says, "We're not preaching al shayla." So Marin says, "My heavy law. What's the maskana though?" What's Pshan Neb Yehuda? Does he hold for sure that you don't care about the father? Or maybe it's only a suffix according to Neb Yehuda? So Toshima, the Yomar Afuna Breit Reb Yeshua, Hakul Moed, everybody agrees, the Pri Imoim Shosa. Everybody agrees that the kid with his mother Takwitz also. So who you see, you are Cheshin Zerav. Because even though the kid, this kid knows also live with the mother, let's say, was a Sus, but the father was a Chamoira. The father was a chamor. So if so, now this kid now is also to live with a sus. Shmamina clearly, see clearly from this then, that Svuki Mesaf Kule Shmamini, see clearly according to view, it's a suffix, whether you question for the father or not. Therefore, in this case, where the kid's a mule, so the kid is not mutter to live on the same type of his mother. But Adra Bechur could only live with another min, the same type, another mule. So see clearly, even according to view, though, there's a time to say you are afraid of the father. Not purely go after the mother. Oh, Malay Ravada Lishmaya, as Ravada Rav Abba said to his servant, Imalusli, could a nice briska, if you bring me in, could nice you bring me in a mule? Yeah. When you put the mules together, in his carriage, like to make it go, to move his carriage, ayin lahanich the dam ladodi. Make sure you take two mules that look alike, that they shouldn't be klayim. V'yayil, and bring them in, let them all pull together. Salma, what do we see? Kesavri holds, ain choshen lezerav, that he holds, you're not afraid of what the father is. Rashi says what the Domla Dodi means, but Naim of Zona, they should have the same tail, they should have the same ears. Mishaminik Beklayim. So Ksavrin Choshin Vevi Klayim, Bnei HaChamoro or Bnei HaSusia. Di Choshishin, Kulin Shavin, Shevakulin Yesh Beistadim. So see clearly he holds Alma, Ksavrin Yina Choshin for the Zerav. And therefore you have to make sure that the kid is the same min as its mother. Because if you hold Choshin Zerav, then there's no Nachimina. Any mule is mut with another mule. Doesn't make enough Nachimina if one, the mother was a Sus and the father was a Chamor, and the other was the opposite way. The other was a Chamor with a Sus. Doesn't make enough Nachimina if you hold Choshin Zerav. But since here we're Zmaka to make sure to take two mules that both mothers were the same type, since he clearly heals, it goes so ain chosh mezerav. You only go both to the mother, so the mule have to both be from the same type of mothers. Al mekzaver ain chosh mezerav. Now the Gemara says, v'simonim diraisa, the Truah was saying that you could go both to simonim diraisa. Here it's a shal nisa diraisa of klayim to work with the two animals together. So he looked at the simonim on them to make sure they both came from the same type of a mother. So he's asking, is that true that Yibseimachan Simonim and Yiraisa, is this true? Yeah. Because Tana Rabbonin. Oh, no. Oh, that's going to be a statement just. What the Gemara says, what in Chodesh Zerab. Look here, this is a statement. The Simonim and Yiraisa, that's the locha. Rashi says, Midasomach HaSimonim V'Shor V'Yisra Elayu Shmamino. The data was Semech and Simon, even by Achsoros Aveda, Shabbos Aveda, that's Midi Raisa. That he gives Semech and Simon in Midi Raisa. That's not Shal, even on the Gemara of the Embamitsia, it's Iboilon. His Simon is the Raisa, not the Kriya Shabaraya, Simonim is the Raisa. He gives Semech and Simon in Midi Raisa. Furthermore, it says, Tan Rabbonim, we learn like this. Oyser V.S. Benoy, this mitzvah voice is not to shech the father or the mother the same day, the mother and the kid. Noy Beklein, it's Nageya. Whether the kids are klayim, it doesn't make enough mina if they're klayim, or else will the kri, it's again with the kri also. We'll soon see what a kri is. A kri usually is a suffix if it's a chaya or a behema. Reb Lezer Weimar, klayim habo min ezer min arochol, depends where the pair came from. If the klayim came from a goat, klayim abo min esu magotam min arochel from a sheep, then they have loch oisav yes b'noi noig boy. That year, we'll soon see a different type of a klayim, no. Kviya though, ain oisav yes b'noi noig boy. But by kviya, we'll soon see what that is, this type of a min, there's no loch of oisav yes b'noi. On this omer of Chizu sounds like this now. That eiza kviya shenechla kubar of lezachomim, and which type of a kviya is it a machlekes? We just had before, the first Tanakhama says, the Oisav Yes Benoi is Noig with the Kri. And the Blazer says, no, it's only Noig with a certain type of a Klayim, but it's not Nagay with the Kri. So where is the Machlokes? What type of a Kri is an animal, it's a Sophic, whether it's a Chai or a Behema, which type are we talking about? Eiz a Kri, Shenechlo Kubor, Reb Lezer Chomnim. She says, Zehabo Min HaTayish. The Machlokes is only an offspring that came Min HaTayish or Min HaTzviya. That minatayish, that's from a he goat, or minatzviya, that's from a deer, that's a chaya. So kitsa a tayish, that's a goat, that's a behema, that's a tzoin, and minatzviya, that's a chaya. So a behema, kid that comes from a tayish and a tzviya, that's called a kviya. And that's from a chlekes, is that called a se or not? Or is it called a chaya? So zhechidam, what's the case talking about? Let me, if you want to tell me, betayish, that the goat, a he goat, Habola Tzviya, he goat live with a female deer, the Yolden he gave birth. The Koshochet, Lo Ulbro, Neshechted the mother and the kid the same day, if that's the Machlekes. I, Vomra Chizachit says, I call mother, everybody agrees, Pihi Tzviya, in the case where the mother is the deer, Ubno Tayish, and the kid is a goat, that Shepota, everybody agrees, there's no mitzvah Tzviya Spinoi in this case. If the mother was the deer, the mother was the chaya, so on the chaya there's no mitzvah Yisav Yisbenoi. Why? Se'el b'nei amarachmona. The Torah says the mitzvah applies to a se'er, to a sheep. V'loi tzvi u'penoi. And now with a deer. A deer is called a chaya, and now with a deer. That is no machlekes. Everybody holds yipota. Elu is the machlekes. Elu b'tzviya, that's a deer, habola taisha, went on a she-goat. That's what a machlekes is. V'yolden, it gave birth. Now the mother and the kid the same day. That's what a machlekes is. The mother lemaisa is a goat. That's called a seh. But the kid lemaisa comes from a tzvi, comes from a deer. So maybe it's not called the benoi. That's a shal if you put it or not. Someone says, "I, Bomer Chiz himself said, Hakol Moed. Everybody agrees. Pihi taisha, where the mother was a goat, or benot tzvi, and the kid is a deer." Shechayiv, everybody agrees you are chayiv v'yosiv espenoi. Why? Seh omer achmona. The equal tell you what the mother is. As long as the mother was a seh, was a goat, so there's a mitzvah yosiv espenoi.
Ubenoi koldu. And any type of a kid it has, even though the kid comes from a different type of a father, so what? Still, you have the mitzvah, yes, benoi. So how it says, Chutz Steven Nechizda. Can't be a machlekes. Here he says everybody agrees that you have the mitzvah, yes, benoi. First of all, like this. The Yerlim really, I tell you, Betayish Habol Al Tzviyo. We're talking about now where a goat went and lived with a deer. So Behema a set lived with a chaya. The Yolda Bas, and it gave birth to a daughter. Now Ubas, this daughter, Yolda Ben, gave birth to a son. The Kashochet Lo Ulabro. And Yeshechti now Lo, the mother. Yeshechti now the Tayish, the goat. Not the kid. Now the mother, that's the tzvi, that's the deer. The kashochad lo lebro. Yeshechti now the mother with its son. Sarabonin hold choshesh in the zerav. Yechoshef is zerav. And therefore, v'seh, v'yafilu miksaseh. So now, here the case is not that yeshechti the mother altogether, because the mother was a tzviya. So again, in a case like this again, a goat lived with a deer, and they had a daughter. And now the daughter now gave birth to a son. And Yeshechti now the daughter and the son. That's the Yosef Espinoi. See how the machlek is. This daughter now, where does it come from? Its mother was a deer, but its father was a seh. His father was a goat. See if Yol Chosh and Zerav. See if like this. Rabban and Savri, Chosh and Zerav. We do say the Zerav means something over here. Therefore, this kid has genes of its father, of a seh. And therefore, even it's only halfway, because his mother was a deer, but still he yells, v'seh, v'yafilu miksaseh, even a miksas, a part of his soul, also has a shame of v'seh. Therefore, since the mother is a miksaseh, you would have the mitzvah oisav yespanoi. That's the Rabbon and Shita. Yabon and Sabi, choshen and zerav, v'yafilu miksaseh, v'yafilu miksaseh, v'yafilu miksaseh, no, ain choshen and zerav. No, you're not afraid for the zerav. See, if you have to go both to its mother, its mother was a deer. And therefore, v'seh v'yafilu seler minon. It could be in this also you don't say. So therefore, he holds your pot. There's no denoise of yespanoi. So Mar says, if so, v'lifta want his tam argue v'choshen l'zerav. So why is this machlekes new machlekes? Should have stamped in the machlekes whether you're afraid for the father's genes or not. And this should be able to talk to the chananiv rabbanon. Stamped machlekes whether you have a din of the father or not. Does the father give off to his kid or not by behemis? So Mar says no. E pligi bivur just been a machlekes v'choshen l'zerav. Have a minute worth thought to say then, behor, afilu rabbonu moida. Maybe even the rabbonu would agree that you parted from the mitzvah. Because even though Yechoshin is Zerav, so even though the father was a goat, you want to give his daughter now a shame goat, but I would have thought to say that the Zerav, afilu miksaseh l'amrinon, but l'mais is only a miksaseh. The mother was still a deer, so it's only partially a seh. Maybe that you not mechuyiv. So it's not enough just to say he holds Yechoshin is Zerav. But Kamash, when you have to teach us over here that he holds Choshen Zerav and also a Miksaseh is also enough to have a Chiyah Voice of Yespanoi. That's Machlekes over here. Two things. Choshen and also the Miksaseh considered a Serenat. Now the Mursa B'hod, that's not that we learned. Kvi, so the kids, that's the Machlekes by Kvi. A Kvi here is this kid that's born, this daughter that's born from a father that was a goat and the mother was a deer. As a shiloh, the miksaseh, is that called the serenat. Now the Gemara says, what is that? Not to be learning Gemara in Beya. That kviya ain't shecht meisav yodim. Now on the shecht, this kviya, because it's a suffix, whether it's a deer, or whether it's a chaya or a behema. The nafkamina is that the mitzvah is kisi adam. If it's a chaya, you have to cover up the blood. If it's a behema, you don't want to cover up the blood on yomtif. So you shouldn't shecht lechidu on yomtif. Let's say, but the evidence you shecht the kvi, ain't mechasin is dummy. You're not going to be mechal yomtov like to touch the muksa there to make a hole to cover up the kisya dam. Now, but Mayaskin, what are we talking about over here? Then, if you want to tell me, betayi shabola tzviya, we're a goat, lived with a shidir, the yolden gave birth. So, bain the rabbon and bain the rablezo, lishchayt felichsayu. According to both of them, lechura, you should be able to shecht the yomtov and make a kisya dam. Why? Because it's talking about the mother was the chaya, was the tzviya. And everybody holds the choshen as their aim. So rather than it has at least a miksa shame chaya here, that you'd have to cover the dam. So what's the suffix? Why not? Shebev and shechter and yontid and metakisi adam. Elamai the case of the elixir tzvi, and feel the miksa tzvi. Like the core part of the miksa, the mother is for sure a deer here. So that's Shechayin, that should give you a locha of Kizadam. So that can't be the machlokes, the case. Elirah, the case is B'tzvi Habola Taisha. The case where deer, the father was a deer, it lived on a she-goat. The yoldin gave birth. So it's like this. Elirah, bonin, lishchot, lichsikot, rabbonin, vayitim. Behold, choshin, zerav. So the father is a tzvi. So yishav, kisadam. Elirah, blezol, you're not choshin, zerav. Lishchot, lichsay. Should be no shal to make kisadam. You're not choshin, zerav. So what's the machlekes also? So, well, why do you say kvi is ain? Why can't you make a shchita on a kvi? But Manashach, you should know what to do. Either you are choshin or you're not choshin. So what's the other middle of the case is where it says in the Mishnah in Beya that you can't shech the kvi and yom tefiz, but tzvi habola taisha. Where a deer, the father was the deer, it lived on a taisha, lived on a she-goat. For Rabbanim, the pshat was svuki misafkulu. They have a suffix. I choshin is thereof, I ain't choshin. That's why you shouldn't make a shchita, because the mother here was a goat. So that's a behema. So the goat is not a toyin kis yadam. Only the father was the tzvi. So the bottom of the pshat is they have a suffix whether you're choshen or zerav. So therefore we have a suffix whether you're supposed to do a mitzvah kis yadam or not. So in a suffix you can't do it on yom tif. Therefore lechatchilo do not make the shchita on yom tif. Now the Gemara asks a question. According to Blaz, you want to tell me the pshitalei? According to Blaz, it must come out then that he's pshitalei that you're not choshen or zerav. Like Rashi says, the yom yod ain't noig. You're not noig. You saw a filu misself to come with the pshitalei. The ain't choshen. So is that true? For a tiny one like this, has royov halachiyayim v'yakeva. These are the matnas kunim in shech the behema. You're supposed to give this royov the thigh or the chayim the cheeks the keva the stomach to the kain by a behema, not by a chaya. So learn like this. Noigim bekvi of a klayim is to get both by a kvi, that's a suffix, behema, suffix, chaya to a klayim. Reb Lezer, why it depends. Klayim habo minezim in aruach chaya. Since both parents are behemis, then you chayim in these matonis. But min ha kvi potem min ha matonis. But if it's a kvi that comes, a part of it is a chaya, then you potem min ha matonis. So Mara says, but my asking, what are we talking about over here? Elaim, if you want to tell me, betayish, habola, tzviya, where a tayish, where the he goat lived on a tzviya, the mother is the deer, the yodin gave birth. So bishem, the Reb Lezer, the pot, it's very good. Why you pot? From the Tanas of the Yerkasav, will hold seh, the filimiksa seh, lermin, you don't say. So if like, whether you do chosh, choshna zerav, or any choshna zerav, don't make enough gemino. Even if you're choshen, it must be only mixas here. If you don't know the vada, it's not called, it's called a tzviya. The mother was a tzviya here. So therefore, since the mother was a tzviya, was a deer or a chayya, part of a matonis. El, the rabbonim, according to the rabbonim shita, need the ksav, they hold. Sev, if you mixas here, and you do sev, even mixas here, so part of it should be chayya matonis. So bishleim, a pagula yoyevlei, but either pagula yoyevlei, I see Raya, the question is there Rav Shakil? So again, according to Rabbonin, you want to say what? There Misafkalei. So half of it for sure you should not have to give. Because half of it is what? Is the mother Akoponin. That's for sure she's a Chaya. But even the other half, the father, that's a Seh, that's a Behemos, Yechayv Matonis, but you tell me Rabbonin, it's only a Svuk Misaf, it's only a Sufik. So that Pagalei, I see Raya, the question is there Rav Shakil? Let the Bialim tell the Kohen, listen, if you want to keep it, bring me a proof that the locher is choshen zerav, and then you can take it. But since it's only sof, you shouldn't have to give it at all. So what's going on here? If according to Rabban, it's hukim esafgalei, it should also be potter. Whereas Ella, rather, the case must be talking about over here, b'tzvi habu ala taisho, that the father was the deer, and the mother was the behema. The yoldin gave birth. Says so bishleim the Rabbanin, my chai, what do you mean yichai? The matonis could be the chatzi matonis. Half of the matonis for sure yichayiv, because half of the mother is a taisha, she's a she goat, yichayiv a matonis. The other half tak yipote, because it's only a suffix if chashim is there or not. El Rab Lezo, the lechayiv bekula, the court Rab Lezo, we hold for sure, he holds, ain't chashim is there. So since the mother is a behemo, he should be chayiv completely a matonis kun over here. So what's the case talking about? So the other case must be b'tzvi habola taisho, that the father was the deer, the chaya, and it lived on a she-goat. The old and it gave birth, it's like this, where Blezer taka nami m'smuki m'stavka, Blezer also has a suffix, whether you say choshin is zerav or not. So therefore,
the mother, Shitake, is a behemoth, therefore Yechai Bechotchen Hef in the Matonis. The other half, though, is a shayla, it's a tzvi, the father, the question is there or not. So Eloi, so, if so, that's why it's Nagei, the Matonis over here, at least halfway. The Marvachiv and the Rabbonim is Safkir, the Rablezim is Safkir, they both also, but Mike, what's the Machlaikis then? They both hold Safkir, the question is there or what's the Machlaikis? So when I said the Machlaikis then is, what do you say? Peser, v'yafilu mixaser. Rabbonim, Savri, Sevam, v'yafilu mixaser, you do say. And therefore, a koponim you put there at least in here for the matonis. And let us over know, several mixes say you don't say. So the satis say yechoshin is erav. The satis say then it's a chaya. Once even part of it is a chaya, you put there completely on the matonis. So it could be really both of them hold choshin is erav. The shayla is though, even on the side you say yechoshin is erav, now it's only mixaser. So is the law of a mixer says mechuyve matonis, or is a mixer sepoto? That's the machlokes Reb Lezer and the Rabbanim. All right, we'll stop here.